The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, The Bert Show.
How are you today, Father Bailey?
I'm great, man. I mean, it is early as I don't know what,
I know,
bro.
Right?
I mean, good God Almighty.
We usually bring you in between 6:30 and 7.
Yeah, you know, but you know, coming up this early reminds me when I'm in Rome, man, waiting for the Pope. I mean, this is unbelievable, man.
It's a stupid hour. Like, every now and then I will get up. The alarm will go off at 3:30, and I've told these guys this before, where I will look at the clock, and I will just say, this is stupid. This is just dumb to be this up this early in the morning.
You say that every now and again?
Yeah, like every other day.
Yeah. Every day.
I was at a party last night, right? And, you know, we were just getting it crunked up and everything, having fun, you know, with church folks. That's how we do. And the funny thing about it is, I'm looking at my clock, and it's like 10 o'clock. I'm thinking, man, I got to be at the Bert Show at 6, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my pastor's still hanging around, and everybody else still chilling out. I'm like, man, yo, man, we got to bounce, bro. I mean, I got to be at the studio at 6 o'clock. So I get to my room. I set my alarm. I set, like, all my alarms. I had, like, 7 alarms. And I set them all over my room, all over my suite for different times so I can make sure I get up. I got up at 3:30, and I could not go back to bed. And I know this afternoon is going to be hectic, man. It's going to be nothing nice, but it's okay.
You're going to hit the wall about, I'll tell you your future. You're going to hit the wall about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, bro?
Yeah.
12 noon.
I'm giving you 3 hours. And then people are talking to you, and you can hear the words, and you can feel the vibrations in your ear, but you will just shut down.
It's like Charlie Brown. Whoop, whoop,
right.
Whoop, 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 whoop,
exactly. Right.
Exactly.
Like, say the drama for your mama, baby.
Hey, y'all need to go to the website and check out the article that we linked over to, because Father Bailey, big article in the New York Times about Father Bailey last week.
That's crazy. Did everybody
you
know
read it? Coming out. I told y'all that. I told y'all, be on alert. The action figures are coming out.
Mattel's already in talks with you, aren't they?
I tell you, man, Hot Wheels, so maybe my, you know, Father Mobile car and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, the whole line.
You're getting ready to blow up, dude. I'm telling you.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. And I even told them to make action figures for you all as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So they'll be here, you know, probably this afternoon to talk to you all. Man.
They wouldn't even have to waste a lot of plastic on me.
No, bro.
This is what the New York Times, just the first paragraph, says about Father Bailey. Just as the sun started to burn through the smog on a recent Monday morning, the Reverend Ricardo Xavier Zatwan Bailey, is that right?
Zatwan, bro.
Zatwan, sorry, that was really white, wasn't it?
Soul in there, man.
a priest at Holy Spirit Roman Catholic Church here loosened his collar, slipped on his headphones, and rolled up to a radio studio microphone. Yes, party people, it's Father Ricardo Bailey coming to you live and hardcore from the Basilica at Q100. Sandwiched between songs by the likes of Trick Daddy and the Pussycat Dolls, Father Bailey has a weekly gig on one of the most popular morning shows in Atlanta, The Bert Show.
Woo!
Yeah, where he has been introduced to listeners as Father Crunk. And that's in the New York Times, and that's just where it starts.
But you know what, man? I never heard Trick Daddy on this radio station.
No, we play some Trick Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trick Daddy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Trick Daddy.
Yeah, on the Bert Show, though?
No.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Well, you haven't heard a lot of music, period, on the Bert Show. Congratulations on the article.
Well, thank you very much. And like I said before, I don't take this all lightly. I mean, I'm very humbled by the whole thing, but at the same time, I look at it as a wonderful means of showing people a different aspect of the priesthood, that priests are human too, but most of all that, you know, we have fun. And I thank you all for affording me the opportunity. It's been a wonderful, wonderful chance.
Father Bailey joins us every week, and he takes a look at Hollywood, and he tells us, look, and I know there's a lot of freaky stuff going on there, but you got to learn from it, watch it, listen to it, because a lot of it we can learn from, and we can apply it to the Bible.
Have mercy.
Sanctified.
God must be glorified. Hey, Bert,
do I
go now?
You're ready.
Oh, okay, my fault.
I'm ready. You're ready. Do it.
All right, man. Well, today we're going to talk about David Hasselhoff And you can find it on the Q100 Entertainment Buzz. And it says, Hasselhoff defends crying on American Idol. David Hasselhoff is defending the moment he was caught on camera crying during the final episode of American Idol. This dude needs help. However, the Hoff was in the audience watching finalists Catherine McPhee and Taylor Hicks face off for the title and was overcome with emotion when the winner was announced. Now, he refuses to feel embarrassed by a sentimental display and insists if politicians could show some love and warmth like him, the world would be a better place. And you know what? I can't hate on David because he's absolutely right. So the title of my talk today is Don't Be a Hater If I Cry. Oh, yes. Good morning, Atlanta. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. It's your boy, Father Ricardo Bailey, coming at y'all live and funky fresh in the AM. Oh, yes. Once again, it's on from Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Q100. And it seems that we're going to talk about the topic of David Hasselhoff this morning. And as you all heard me say, the man cried on American Idol. And you know what? If that's what you want to do, God bless him. Now, I must admit, I haven't seen much going on in Hollywood that really interests me. But I imagine that this is a very good story, especially in the month of June, when we had the chance a couple of weeks ago to remember those special men in our lives. I give a special shout out to all the fellas who are doing what they need to do and what they're supposed to do, most especially in treating the ladies and the children right and the way that they are supposed to be treated. Now, if you look in the Bible, I believe you can find numerous passages in which men cry. For instance, you can look from Genesis to Revelation and find many, many passages in which you can find people in the Bible crying. We can even see Jesus, the Son of God, crying several times about, notably, the death of his friend Lazarus. I believe that crying is a very important aspect of the lives that we live because it reminds us that no matter how much we think that we are totally in control of our emotions, we can face moments and situations that can be, at times, a little too overwhelming for us to deal with. However, Hasselhoff is right. There's nothing wrong with crying at all. I mean, we don't want folks to walk around like the Charlie Brown character with the black crowd over their head all the time. But a good cry isn't a bad thing. And fellas, listen to a priest. Women love a sensitive man. I ain't telling you to compromise anything about yourself, but just think about it. Game recognized game, player. On the serious tip, there are many reasons and circumstances that can touch the emotions that we hold inside. And let me share with you some of the things that trigger my emotions that really make me cry. First of all, smelly armpits. People who stink make me cry because I really feel for them. I say, baby, have you taken a bath today? Use some soap or something like that. People with bad breath make me cry. Most especially when they're the folks who always want to be in your face to talk about stuff. Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about. I remember when I was in college, there was this colleague of mine whose breath smelled so bad that I got a headache and I was crying because she messed up my day. And folks, can I give it up for the funky feet? Funky feet makes me cry. Lord, help us all. You know the folks, Atlanta. It seems they need to invest in Glade and plug it in. Lord, there's nothing in the world as bad as a pair of funky feet. For me, that's worse than the iPod from hell. Get some foot spray and some baking soda and sprinkle it, baby. Those were just a couple examples that can make this priest cry. But when you read the article from the Entertainment Buzz, you can see why David Hasselhoff cried. And it was because he was caught up in the moment and he understood that there are some events and some things that can really touch our souls. Billy Songwalker wrote an old song that said, there are sad songs that can make you cry. That's from Billy Ocean, y'all. Forgive me, it's early in the morning. Now, Atlanta, I'm not saying for you to go into work being an emotional mess, but it is a blessing to know that tears can be a real gift. I can remember when I was ordained to the priesthood in June of 2003. The priest who placed my priestly vestments on me was a hardcore priest from Italy who worked in the African-American Catholic community of this archdiocese. I'm talking about Monsignor Frank Giusta. He came to the cathedral to vest me in my vestments, and he was crying like he lost his big toe. But I understood why he was crying, and the reason did not hit me until later. It is always an honor for a priest to vest another priest on the day of his ordination to the priesthood, because you are the first man in many ways to touch that guy's life. And I didn't know that in my own parish, I was the first man to become a priest, and that was a very emotional event. That was the case with me. I was the first priest in almost 95 years that came from my parish of Our Lady of Lourdes in downtown Atlanta. And that was really a very special moment. So don't think that there's anything wrong with crying at all. I cried when I didn't have the chance to meet Bert from the Music Off, man.
All right, it's going to get serious now.
Here we go.
Mariah Carey, bro.
I
cried when I couldn't meet her, man. You know, she is so, so fine, bro.
I got no love.
All right, man.
I can't agree with that.
Bert, you got to hook a brother up. But I do want you all to know that you still can be fly if you got to cry. That's right, Atlanta. Don't be a hater if I cry. Therefore, Atlanta, Jesus did it. He wept over Jerusalem and over the death of his friend Lazarus. There cannot be any shame in your gizang. My tizam is up. I got the bizounce. But before I go, let me give a shout out to all the young professionals of the Holy Spirit Catholic Church, the auxiliary of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, a.k.a. the Cape Princesses. All these women are fine, bro. You know what I'm saying? And my good friend, Captain Ed Kavikas, and Officer Joe Villafane, both working at the Metro Atlanta airports, doing their things and keeping everybody safe. So I'm out, Atlanta. I love you all. Thank you for the opportunity. Remember, don't be a hater if you gotta cry. I'm out. Players, play on. Love you all. God bless you. Take care, and I'll see you next time.
Great job, Father Bailey.
Amen.
Hey, The Bird Show.